Thank you very much, and very nice to be with all of you here today and for the last 2 days, yesterday and today. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to have the room for the view of students in the end of the seminar and to deliver the closing words for you all. We've had some very inspiring discussions and some good ideas delivered today, and I'd like to provide maybe one more point of view to this discussion, as well as wrapping up this thing. So, I think it's very great that we are so committed to these issues, and I'm very happy to hear about the different things the universities and the scientific community is doing at the moment. It also gives us students, I think we are a big part of that job, and it gives us also some inspiration to work with the universities and also to in collaboration make these things heard. For example, the thesis on sustainable development and responsibility are I think, a big advantage which we can provide together. I looked at all the strategies of the universities, and I'm very happy that in all of those, we can see some very important values and some very important action which is delivered. So that is very nice. But the one point of view I would like to provide to this discussion is that, as we have seen, as we have heard, we all know the curves, we all know the facts. The situation is very urgent with the climate and with these sustainability crises, and we have to act now. But what more can we do? And what state of mind could we like gain something more about? So I'd like to provide it to you as a student activist. And that point of view is exactly that, activism. I think the state of mind of activism is something that in society and the universities could maybe gain even more by getting that state of mind mentally in tackling these issues. I'm an optimist myself, but at these times I see that sometimes it's very hard to have some optimism in the future as a member of a younger generation. We hear about all the crises that's coming regarding environment, regarding biodiversity, and also mental health crisis and all these visions of the welfare state collapsing, for example, which are heard in the society. But one thing which gives me optimism is the global climate movement of youth and students, for example. And this is me 10 years ago, didn't have a beard then, but if I think about myself, I remember climate issues have always been a big inspiration for me in getting involved in these things as a student activist and being involved in the society. But when I was younger, 10 years ago, there was no such thing as a global youth studies movement. I remember being quite alone with these issues. Of course, there were friends I were just discussing with, and these things were shown in media somewhat. But I think the thing that gives me optimism today is that people like me 10 years ago don't have to be alone. Youth have the chance to feel a sense of community, to be a part of something bigger, and together to get our voices heard. So that's a big advantage today. We have seen these footages. The movement is global. It's getting hot in here. This forest fire, for example, this horrible imaginary, we have seen it through this year, through the summer, everywhere. And as I said, we know the facts, and we really do have the solutions to solve these things. It's all about acting, and it's all about taking the leadership. And it comes from the government, from the officials, and from the political side. And students, as I said, are a part of this movement. And I hope that we can bring something new to this discussion. And I hope that we can use the power we have, the power of Forbes, the power of this generation policy and standing up for the future and for the future generations. And I hope that together with the universities, we can also continue this work of getting the voice heard and getting the voice of science heard. Because as we all know, there's a big problem in society regarding that we have known these facts for quite a long time, and we do have the knowledge to solve the climate crisis, but we need to really get the governments to act. And I think the best way to do it is through activism at this moment, since the situation is so urgent. We can't only be optimistic and wait that these things will get solved in some time, because the more time we take, the more urgent this thing becomes, and the more damage we do to our planet, which can't be maybe solved completely in the future, as we have heard. Yeah, and these imaginary before the corona crisis are well known for us all. And this is going on. So what I would like to point out is that the voice of the younger generations, this movement is getting bigger and bigger. The main point is to learn to listen, to the science, to learn to listen to younger generations. And also based on that, act now. And that is the point of view that activism can bring to the society at this stage. And this is the big question we shall talk about. We at Syl, we like to talk about sukupolvipolitik, generation policy. So the generation before us, generations before these generations now have left us the welfare state. But what is this generation going to leave for the give to the future generations? Because as I said, we basically have only visions of horror and destruction and pessimism. So I don't think it's a big surprise that the youth is, if we look at mental health statistics, I don't think it's a surprise the youth is not doing so well these days. Since I believe we don't have much optimism to offer to them, which is a very sad thing. But as I said, I'm an optimist and there is always hope. And if we act now and if we do the things necessary, we can give hope to the future generations. We can provide the best case scenario. We can't change the past, but we can change the future from now on, from this moment on, and for the years to come. And we need to be very urgent, and we need to be very determined in this work. I think I've given grim scenarios of the future in here, but I always like to end on a high note. And there is also one rule I like to live by, and that rule is always end your presentation with cute pictures of animals. Thank you very much.